Welcome to Unknown Worlds podcast number 27. Today is Friday, February 13th. This is Charlie.
And Max.
And we're bringing it old school, going back to an old audio-only podcast. We haven't done one of these for a while.
It feels old school today.
It does.
Because Matt and Corey are both out of the office.
They're both working from home.
So it's just us.
Just Max, Orr, and Flayra hanging out, just kind of working silently for the most part. But it definitely feels like old school. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have anything to talk about, so we asked the community for questions. And let's see what we have here.
What were the greatest challenges you faced while designed the architecture of your engine? And what sort of specializations did you implement? Well, I'd say that usually you don't face challenges when you're designing it. It's when you go to implement it that you face the challenges. You know, I don't really remember. I'm sure there were many things that I thought were challenging at the time. But right now, the thing that's most fresh in my mind would be doing the movement, integrating movement with a physics engine. I guess because I'd never really done that before. On Titan Quest, we did physics and we did movement, and they were kind of separate. And now we're unifying it and making everything kind of go through the same path. And so that's been a little tricky, getting everything working the way I want it to.
I imagine it's also hard because you need the movement to like feel, I mean, like if you have a shooter which doesn't feel right, you're in a huge world of hurt.
Yeah.
So it's got to be just right.
He also says, how have you tackled multi-threading, or is the NS2 engine a single-threaded engine? It's not single-threaded, although we don't do crazy multi-threading, at least not at the moment. The multi-threading is basically just for loading things in the background and stuff like that. Doogie says, how competitive will the game be at the beginning of it with no extra feature addition or things like that?
I'm not totally sure what that means.
I think he means how competitive will the game be when it's released.
He probably means graphically. It's going to look pretty.
Yeah.
But it's probably more like the Blizzard approach where we're not like at the tippy tip of the technology tip.
Actually, I wouldn't say that's true.
We are really? Pretty tip?
Yeah, basically.
Tippy dip?
Yep, the tippy tip.
Chippy asks, can we see the return of Babblers? Probably not going to be named what? Babbler.
I thought we were going to call him Babblers.
I'm not really sure. You're going to see something like that. Everyone wants it.
We have to call it Babblers.
I don't know. That Babblers was like a 11th hour kind of name. But
most people love it.
They do like them. You're going to see something like it. I can't, unfortunately, tell you whether it's going to be for the Gorge or for the Alien Commander. I have a feeling it's going to be for the Alien Commander. He's going to have some AI nasties that he can path around and attack things with. But it'll probably be mostly for anti-structure and harassing, not for killing players, for the most part.
Let's see. Inked Out is asking about the NS2 TR.
Yeah, this is something we keep coming back to.
So I guess what he wants to know is if we have a release date and if we're still planning on doing the same thing that we talked about before, where we have community people making maps.
Make maps. And the TR, if you don't know, is basically a stripped-down version of the game with a bunch of our art assets, like level textures and tools, as an early preview of like the game tech, and it's for the community to do cool stuff with.
Right. So the answer to that question is we are still planning on doing the TR and community maps. I guess we had a couple bumps in the road that pushed some of that stuff back.
Yeah.
Basically big technology changes, but, and actually I guess some art changes too.
Yeah.
We were doing early TR alpha stuff with some people that we picked from the community who had done good stuff in the past or had been posting interesting things on the forums.
That never really worked very well for some reason.
Well, our art wasn't, it wasn't really on track. It was art pre-Corey.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't really have a very focused art direction.
And a lot of the assets looked really piecemeal. When you put them together, right, they didn't look very good.
So I guess we got some good feedback from that, which was that that wasn't working. So
yeah.
I guess we basically scrapped all of that.
Yeah, we did.
And started fresh on the art.
Yep.
So yeah. That's the answer to that one. We don't know the release date yet.
And we're not sure if it's going to be really stripped down or if it's going to be a little bit playable. Or we wanted to put some goodies in there too, like a flamethrower or something really fun to play with, just to make it a little sexier. But I'm not sure We're not sure exactly when we're going to do it, but we definitely want to do it.
And we want to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's just not possible yet.
Yep. Sucky asks, what are your intentions for the current abilities for the Kara, and what will they become in NS2? Are they changing completely or just small modifications? Somewhere between the two of those, probably. You'll see a lot of the same abilities, like health spray for a healing spray for the gorge and blink for the fade, but how they work are often quite different. I'd say, 50% different in general. It's pretty different. And along the same lines, do we consider NS2 an upgrade to NS1 or a totally new game? Is NS1 just an early blueprint? It's a new game, but we want to make sure that if you liked NS1, you're going to love NS2. So we do have a couple really big changes there, like the Alien Commander and the Dynamic Infestation. But I wouldn't say you're definitely going to recognize it. It's going to feel like NS2. That's our goal, at least. So all the main weapons are the same, or most of them are. A lot of the alien abilities are the same. So lots of new stuff, too. I hope we answered that. How moddable will it be, asks Crazy Dan. Craziest Dan.
It's not just Crazy Dan. That's craziest.
Craziest. Why don't you answer that one?
Okay. Well, he also asks kind of how it compares to source level modding or Gmod level modding. And I would say it's probably in between those.
Source and really?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the thing is, Half-Life / Source, they don't really have a really strong distinction between the engine and the game code, at least not the way I view them. A lot of the things that I would consider to be engine code show up in the game code, and you can muck with them. Like things like processing input and some of the networking stuff and things that really do belong in the engine. But basically anything that has to do with the game is in Lua and you can mod, which is, I'd say probably slightly more moddable than Gary's mod style modding.
You should be able to build an RTS in Lua, like a straight up RTS or an RPG. Like, you should be able to do pretty much whatever you want there. You can add new weapons, you can definitely make the game, you can make it totally new game.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of things, that, like, weapons I don't even think show up in the game, in the
It's not even in C++, yeah. It's a Lua concept. So it should be really powerful for you. Jabu asks, is the Gorge still the main builder for the aliens, and do you plan to change the way he builds? He's not really the main builder. The Alien Commander is the main builder, kind of like the Marine Commander was in NS1. He still builds stuff, though. They're just not strategic buildings. He's building things like offense chambers and like other small structures, which I probably can't talk about quite yet. But they're more a little bit more like an engineer type class.
Cybermantis. Yeah, he wants to just get an overall idea of where we are in the project. Oh, no, actually, that's not what he asks. But why don't we answer that one instead?
Okay. He kind of asked that. Models. Yeah, a lot of the models are done. Probably not at the halfway point yet, but we probably have quite a few. We have a lot of alien models. Mm-hmm. They're looking really great. Animations are just starting. We haven't had an animator for a while, but we've got this awesome guy, John, now. Thank you, John, for doing such awesome work. Mechanic-wise is still a little early, unfortunately. We have like wall walking in and the commandings in, but it's still a little early there. I'm playing around with new blink. Quickly moving on, 4CC asks, what changes have you made in response to community feedback from NS2?
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to know about this.
It's a good question. We read all the responses pretty much that we see in the forums. So we have a strong idea of what we want to make with this game, but we always take feedback. We have to. We'd be crazy not to. But sometimes if we can tell that there's an idea that's not going to fit, then it's not like, we're going to be swayed by it. And also, we really don't need new ideas because the easy part is coming up with ideas. The hard part is actually implementing them and making it easy to learn and having a lot of depth. So I personally don't spend a lot of time like reading through ideas and suggestions just because I have all my own ideas that I want in the game, and we'll get like 10% or 20% of those in the game. So every once in a while I'll check it out, or if there's a thread that's getting a lot of traffic, I'll definitely dig in. But
I think the one thing I can remember that we did kind of make some changes based on community feedback was the, when we shut off the siege, a lot of people were saying that it wasn't grungy enough.
Mm.
We probably were a little too close to it to recognize
to
that,
yeah,
right at that moment. So we pushed the grunge a little bit farther on the next model we did, which is the resource tower,
mm-hmm.
Which we've put on the blog.
Which got an overwhelmingly positive response. We do listen. It's just it's a balancing act. Yeah, it's a balancing act, because if you try to make the game for everyone, you're going to end up with a game for no one. So Revenge, shout out Revenge, ditto on the Babblers. These things were the awesome sauce. Things you never read out loud.
Let's see. The role of the Skulk as a scout.
Yeah, he's that's interesting. He's actually not really a scout anymore. Well, I shouldn't say that. He is a scout, but he's not the only scout. The alien commander has a fair amount of scouting involved as well, because he's got the little glowy nymph things. Yes, they're nymphs, that he can use to check out other areas of the map. So his secondary role, I'd say, is scout, but his primary role is like the main. He's like the main fighter on the side, which sounds strange because he's what you think is being the wimpiest, but he's the main soldier.
Let's see, will there be a French translation or others? We're gonna try and translate in as many languages as we can.
Yep, it's definitely part of our core mission to do that. I don't think we're gonna do it for version one, but what I'd really like to do is get the community involved with that, but I know that's a little risky.
New Kara species?
No, not for NS2. Don't think so. Not at least not until we do an expansion pack later. It's something we'd like to do, but not for version one.
How is the atmosphere at the Unknown Worlds office? Do you do
very,
things
very
together
cold.
Besides developing, and if so, what?
Yeah, we hang. We're all pretty busy. We all have active social lives, so we don't always like spend all of our time, our spare time together as well.
Well, Matt doesn't have an active social life.
Yeah, that's true. He just pretty much plays World of Warcraft. But we always have fun. That's actually the biggest thing when we are looking for new people to hire, is we have to make sure they're going to fit in. And we have kind of a weird sense of humor, so it's not for everyone. So we do have a lot of fun. And Matt helps a lot with that, too, because he's a youngin. Mm-hmm. So he's up with the kids' jokes these days.
Let's see. Douchey bag. Says he doesn't think alien commander's a good idea. Do we have any internal doubts or debates?
I personally don't, mostly because I know how painful it was to balance NS1 without kind of a unified economy. So I'm really pumped for it. I don't know all the things that the alien commander is going to do yet, but I think there's a lot of really cool stuff that they're going to be able to do. It's not going to feel just like the Marine Command or anything. I really doubt he's going to be issuing orders to aliens, and they're not going to be in squads or anything like that. So it's going to play quite differently. He'll be the master of infestation. That'll be really fun, I think.
Let's see. What games have you guys been playing lately that you've enjoyed and have inspired you for NS2?
I thought Mirror's Edge had a lot of really cool stuff in it. Call of Duty 4, I just finally beat a few months ago.
Dead Space comes up a lot.
Dead Space always comes up. I'm really pumped to play that now.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. Lots of Left 4 Dead happening. Yeah, oh, here's one about barricades from Scorpio. We have talked about barricades. I don't think we're going to have like random pieces of junk metal that you can weld together the way you want, like Source Fort style. But it's a neat idea. I just think it's too tangential. It's like a whole another mini game. I kind of don't think it fits, but we are going to do welding, and we're going to do it right this time, so we're very excited about that. And there's a lot of effort we can put into that to make it really shine. So that's pretty much where we're gonna spend our time, with that dynamic geometry level, you know, dynamic routes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Haven't heard much about dynamic infestation for a long time. How is that going?
That's a good question. I'll let you field that one.
I haven't really worked on it in a long time, which is the reason why I haven't heard about it in a long time. Just because I've been working on other things. But when I do get back up work on that, you will be hearing about it. Are you allowed to reveal approximately how much of the game is done? We are allowed to reveal that.
Yes. Moving on.
I don't know. I'd say we're 50% done. More than 50% done.
That's what I'd say, actually.
Let's see. Can you reveal the ambitious changes you have made to the Commander UI, inspired by the 360 control pads?
No, because we haven't played it on the 360 controller yet. But it's not a huge change, so we're probably not ready to talk about it yet, because we don't even know if it's going to work. So, but to lay that rumor to rest, like, we are focused on making the PC version the best we can make it. And then we're going to do the 360 version. I just want to make sure that, you know, if we tried to make NS1 work on the 360, it would never work. It's absolutely like a fundamentally different game because it's so focused on micromanagement. So that's why I've spent some time thinking about that up front. Even though we are focused on the PC side, if we don't make some big decisions there now, we're really not, there's a good chance it would never work on the 360. And most of us do play games on 360 quite a bit, so we do want it to work there. Woody asks, I would like to hear more of your team's thoughts on using bots in NS2. Synergy and Left 4 Dead are good examples of using bots.
We like bots. We'd like to have bots.
We would love to have them. The way I think of these kind of features is that if we had the game done except for a feature, like, say, bots, would we hold up? Would we not, you know, would we hold on to that game and not ship it? And my answer to that would be no. Because I know there's a whole bunch of you who'd rather just play the game without bots than not play it. So,
Let's see. Will Consties get to beta test?
Maybe.
Yeah, we haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do. We'd like to do something.
I'm
for
sure
consolation people.
There's a good chance they're going to get access to it before other people. We may have another tech program, like a pre-order system, where those people get to beta test as well. But I imagine the Consties will get early access. It's only fair.
How will the Kara change in their look?
We haven't showed it yet, but they have changed.
I think the way Corey described it was interesting. He kind of described the art as being rebooted. I guess that's popular nowadays, rebooting things.
Yeah.
So the art is a little bit rebooted. I guess you probably noticed that from some of the stuff we've shown on the Marine side. And some of the alien stuff is a little different. But we think it looks way cooler.
Yeah, they're still animal-based. And they're still aggressive and terrifying. And they're still not evil. And you will definitely, when you see each alien, you will recognize them as being, you'll know which alien it is. That's really important. But there have been some pretty major changes to some of them, so which we will show you.
Let's see, last question. How is the Twitter feed working out for you guys as developers? Is it helping? Is it taking too much time? Does it provide any secondary function for the dev team beyond keeping fans informed?
I think it has, actually. It's been really cool. I'm trying to think of some concrete examples.
Well, I know with Kung Fu Squirrel working